The Gospels According to Love, audio, Matthew chapter 13, teachings from the water. The same day Jesus went out of the house, and he sat by the seaside. Great multitudes gathered to him, so he went into a ship and sat while the whole multitude stood on the shore. Jesus spoke many things to them in parables, telling them, "A sower went forth to sow. When he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. The fowls came and devoured them up. Some seed fell in stony places where they had not much earth. Forthwith they sprang up, yet because they had no deepness of earth. When the sun was up, they were scorched. Because they had no root, they withered away. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good ground, and they brought forth fruit. Some brought forth fruit 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Whoever have ears that hear, let them hear. The disciples came and said to Jesus, "Why do you speak to them of parables?" Jesus answered, "It is given to you to know the mysteries of love, but to them it is not given. For whoever loves, to them it is given. They shall have more abundance, but whoever loves not, from them all is taken away, even that they believe is theirs. Therefore I speak to them in parables, so seeing they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, saying, 'By hearing you shall hear and shall not understand. Seeing you shall see, yet not perceive.' These people's hearts are wax gross. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes have closed. If love is in them, they would see with their eyes and hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, be converted to love, and I would heal them. Blessed are your eyes, for they see likewise. For your ears, for they hear. I say to you that many prophets and loving people have desired to see those things that you see and have not seen them, to hear the things that you hear and have not heard them. Hear therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the words of love and understands them not, then comes the hating one and snatches away the words sown in their heart. These are the ones who receive seed by the wayside. Those who receive the seed in stony places, the same are the ones who hear the word with joy, receive it, yet they have no root within themselves, so the seed endures for a while. And then when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word of love, slowly they become offended. Those who receive the seed among thorns are those who hear the word, But cares of this world and deceitfulness of riches chokes the word, and they become unfruitful. Those who receive seed into the ground, good ground, are all who hear the word and understand it, bearing fruit and bringing forth some hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Jesus put forth another parable to them. The kingdom of love is likened to a man that sowed good seed in his field. While he slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went away. When the blade sprang up, brought forth fruit, there appeared the tares also. The servant of the householder came and said to him, "Sir, did you not sow good seed in the field? From where then come the tares?" He replied, "An enemy has done this." The servant said to him, "Will ye then that we go and gather them up?" He answered, "No, while you gather up the tares, you will root up the wheat in with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. In the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." Jesus put yet another parable to them. The kingdom of love is likened to a mustard seed that one took and sowed in his field. It is indeed the least of all seeds, yet when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs. It becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come to lodge in the branches thereof. Another parable Jesus spoke to them. The kingdom of love is likened to bread that a woman took and hid three measures of meat until the whole had risen. All these things spoke Jesus to the multitudes in parables, and without them he spoke to the disciples, so fulfilling that spoken by the prophet, "I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world." Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. His disciples came to him saying, "Declare to us the parables of the tares of the field." Jesus answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Love. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of love. The tares are the children of hate. The harvest is the end of the world. The reapers are the angels. Therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire. So shall it be in this world. The Son of Love shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his love all things that offend and do iniquity. Then they are cast into a furnace of fire, where there is wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the loving will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their love. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear." Again, the kingdom of love is likened to treasure hidden in a field. When someone discovers it, they hide it again, and in joy thereof go sell all they have and buy that field. Again, the kingdom of love is like a merchant man seeking considerable pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of love is like a net that is cast into the sea, gathering up all kinds. When it was full, they drew to shore and sat down, gathering the good into the vessels and casting the bad away. So it shall be at the end of the world. The angels will come forth, sever the wicked from among the just, and then cast them into fire. There is wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said to them, "Have you understood all these things?" They answered, "Yea, Lord." Then Jesus said, "Every scribe that is instructed to the kingdom of love is likened to a householder that brings out of their treasure things new and old." It happened when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed there. Jesus went into his own country, teaching them in their synagogue. The people were astonished, saying, "Where has this man wisdom and these mighty works? Is not he the carpenter's son? Is not his mother Mary, his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? His sisters, are they not all with us? Where then has this man all these things?" They became offended by Jesus. So he spoke to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in their own country and in their own house." Jesus did very few works there because of their unbelief.